Hello everybody, Julian Charles here of the mindrenewed.com, podcasting to you as usual from the depths of the Lancashire countryside here in the UK. Now as I speak, I'm sitting here at the computer and on the desk next to me is my cat, who is quite likely to make a noise any moment, so if you hear her, that's what it is, it's my cat, and she's a house cat. We're not allowed to let her out, that was the condition upon which we rescued her from the animal sanctuary, and she's staring out of the window longingly at these birds, and she might lunge at any moment in the vain hope of catching a bird, so if you hear a noise, that's her. Now you may be wondering why this is TMR 122A when I haven't even put out TMR 122. Well, thereby hangs the tale. I really, really wanted to put out the podcast last week, but I was unable and I caused the problem myself, and I'm going to explain to you quickly what that's all about. I did say that I wanted to do some kind of response to the Tory Party conference that took place in Manchester last week, and I had the podcast all ready to go out. And then I had a strange fit of conscience, really. I had included at the end of the podcast a bit of text, in fact a whole chapter from a book published by University of Chicago Press. I'll tell you about that book when I do in fact publish the podcast proper. And I was pretty sure that I had read at the bottom of that text that you were allowed to use it under fair use, and you know, I didn't think any more about it. And then I just had this strange feeling that he didn't just say something vague like under fair use, but according to our fair use policy. So I thought I'd better go and double check that. And when I did, I found that in fact I was not using it according to their policy. I shouldn't have been quoting the whole lot. I could quote chunks of it. So I thought, well, okay, I can deal with that. I can choose some appropriate chunks instead. But then I thought to myself, I'm actually using quite a lot of BBC material here as well. Perhaps I ought to just check what their policy is as well. And that's where the rot started, I'm afraid. I went and checked. The details there on the websites gave me the impression that they're very likely to give me permission for it, that it would be under fair use as long as I'm not selling this material. But it says I've got to check with them first. So I thought, oh, well, okay, I'll do the right thing and I'll check with them first. That was a mistake. Well, in a sense, it was a mistake because I rang up, talked to the chap, and he said, I will submit a form for you and they will write back to you. So at that point, my hands were tied. Because, of course, I gave them my website information, and if I published the podcast and then they looked at the website, they'd say, well, how come he's published it already without permission? And then they could ask me to take the podcast down. So even though I'm really quite confident they will give me permission, I have to wait for it. Otherwise, I'll only be able to have the podcast up there for a short while before they force me to get rid of it. So I've created the problem myself by trying to do the right thing. I'm really annoyed about it. So effectively, it's a delay. And what really annoys me about it is, of course, I wanted to respond to the conference pretty quickly because it was last week. So if this goes on for any length of time, it's going to seem irrelevant. And that is really annoying. It won't be irrelevant because I'm essentially talking about some nasty legislation that is coming down the line and during this autumn. That's essentially what it's about. So it's not going to be a waste, but it's really annoying not to be able to publish immediately after the conference. Still, that's the way it is. That puts you in the picture, and I do apologise. There will be a podcast this week, either the one that I wanted to publish last week, or indeed the conversation with David Conn, whichever one I can get out first. So that's not very entertaining, and it's not a lot of information. So I thought, well, just to end now, what can I do? I know I will do something slightly entertaining. So I'm going to share a joke with you, which you might find useful at polite dinner parties. And it goes like this. What's the difference between a Dachshund and a salesman? One bawls its wares out on the pavement. You have been listening to me, Julian Charles, of themindrenewed.com, and I very much hope I shall be able to speak to you in the way that I want to later on this week.